Hello. Welcome to Mind Matters, My Sahana's podcast series. My name is Dr. Ulka Mathur, and on this podcast, we will be discussing signs of in-law abuse. Managing relationships with in-laws can prove challenging, particularly in the South Asian community, where family is so important. These relationships are often impacted by generational, cultural, and traditional values, which can differ between the parent-in-laws and the children-in-laws. Respect for culture and tradition are extremely important, yet this should never, ever justify abusive behavior. Abusive behavior towards children's spouses or towards a spouse's parents is unfortunately quite common amongst many South Asian families. Although we often think of it towards daughter-in-laws, abuse can also be directed towards son-in-laws, mother-in-laws, and father-in-laws as well. Recognizing the signs of emotional abuse is necessary to maintain healthy relationships within the family as well as to maintain positive emotional well-being. An emotionally abusive relationship is more than just a collection of emotionally abusive behaviors. In an emotionally abusive relationship, one person consistently tries to control the other through fear, humiliation, manipulation, shame, or other tactics. To identify an emotionally abusive relationship, the focus really needs to be on the effects of the behavior, not the words that are being used. Here are some questions that relate to being in an emotionally abusive relationship. Do you feel worried or anxious about your in-laws' anger or nonverbal gestures like sarcasm, criticism, or glares? Do you feel like you tiptoe around their mood to avoid blow-ups? Do you often feel like you can't predict when you'll experience your in-laws' put-downs, eye rolls, disgusted looks, disapproval, or cold shoulder? Do you feel like your relationship is ice cold, like if there's a wall between you? Do you feel a sense of dread when you know you'll be in contact with them? Do you feel bullied as though every time you see them that you're their target? Do you feel like you often agree to things just to keep the peace? What about when you walk by them? Do you feel tense? Do you feel yourself tightening up? If you stand up to them, do you forget what you're upset about because you spend your time trying to defend yourself? Do you notice a cyclical pattern of incident, reconciliation, and calm with them? How about the fact that they may rarely or never apologize for the pain that they've caused you? Do you find yourself experiencing more physical ailments like headaches, muscle tension, stomach aches, or other such tensions? If you answered yes to most of these questions, you may be in an emotionally abusive relationship. Signs of abuse can include name-calling or belittling, derogatory comments at your expense, unreasonable expectations that you can't possibly meet, dominating behavior in a way that controls your actions, things like emotional blackmail or invalidation and minimizing your feelings, unpredictable responses where you never know how they're going to react, repeated criticisms towards you, screaming at you, threatening you, and trying to humiliate you either in public or in private. Abuse can really take many forms, be it emotional or even physical. If you feel deep down that you're being mistreated, it is a very strong indicator that something's wrong and you may be undergoing abuse. In the South Asian culture, as we mentioned before, respect for family and especially elders is a very strong element. While in-laws want to respect their spouse's parents or your children's spouses, it is very important to establish clear boundaries to prevent abuse. If the abuse continues, it can impact not only the in-law relationships, but many others, including the marriage, relationships with your children, or even relationships with your grandchildren. Children are particularly vulnerable and often pick up on inappropriate and unhealthy communication patterns just from the interactions that they witness. They can be greatly impacted by seeing abusive behavior. With in-law abuse, the victim, be they the son, the daughter, the father, or the mother-in-law, self-esteem will suffer. This impacts all relationships, including personal and professional. Resentment can build in the relationship and eat away at it, to the point of permanently damaging it. If you feel your in-laws are being abusive towards you, please speak to your partner about your concerns. Be very specific in examples when you're expressing your concern. Try not to make it a blame game, rather a constructive conversation where you're able to express how the in-laws' behavior is really impacting you. It's important that you have this conversation when you both feel ready and when your partner is open to hearing your thoughts. Partners are often caught in the middle and feel very torn, so please be sure to approach the topic gently and reassure them that you don't want them to be caught in the middle of things. It's very important for you and your partner to come to a joint conclusion on how to stop this abusive behavior from occurring. This can mean that you have a conversation with your in-laws and directly address your concerns. In other cases, this can mean seeing or speaking to your in-laws less frequently. Ultimately, you need to realize that abuse is never accepted in any relationship. For more information about signs of in-law abuse, please visit www.mysahana.org.